Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and your band.
This is Dan Federica of the band Scythian.
And also, I guess the founder, right, of the Appaloosa Festival, which is going to be coming back to Front Royal, Virginia. It's a really cool little town, a little cute town there. It's going to be this weekend. Is it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or just Saturday, Sunday?
It's Saturday and Sunday, of course, Labor Day weekend in Front Royal, Virginia. My band Scythian, we started out as a DC band, actually. We used to play every Thursday at Fado Irish Pub in Chinatown.
Oh my God, that place closed down. I've probably seen you then, because I used to go there all the time.
Totally, man. It's like a smash burger now or something, which is sad. Yeah. But and then we moved on, you know, sold out the 9:30 club a couple of times. And we did masquerade balls at the Carnegie Library, sold those out. So we did the 9:30 club in the Carnegie Library, we knew we had a really strong DC presence following. But we also realized that we always having to leave DC to find good roots music festivals. So we're always going to North Carolina, New York State, Wisconsin. Yeah. And so actually 9 years ago, this is our ninth festival. I told my brother, my brother and I started the band Scythian. Listen, if we build a festival like that's close to DC, people will come out. And sure enough, last year we had 8,000 people that camped in, you know, in amazing lineups. And so it's kind of proven true. And
if you build it, they came. They will come.
They did come, yeah. And this year is no exception. It's going to be an amazing. It's kind of been a cool thing because we tour year round. This is our 20th year as a band, believe it or not.
Yeah.
That's why you've seen our name around the DC metro area. We've played. Oh, yeah. We started out there, and now we
probably
tour.
I probably saw it at Fado's, to be honest.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We were the house band there. That's how we got our chops up. Yeah. And then now we play festivals across the country. So, but we're kind of in the Irish circuit and also in the Americana bluegrass circuit. So we're performing with all these young guns, and we can spot them before they get big. So like some of our alumni have been Billy Strings. We had Billy Strings for a couple of days, and he was teaching work stops. You could have been like 3 feet away from Billy Strings at our festival. Molly Tuttle played our stage and then went on to win a Grammy. Sierra Hull, all these names in Americana bluegrass. So our hashtag is where you find the next big thing.
I love it. And thanks for giving me that because that's going to help really sell it. My wife and I, we're actually going to see Molly Tuttle this Friday at Wolf Trap. So, you know, and we invite folks, if you want to see her with Old Crow Medicine Show at Wolf Trap on Friday and you're still in the DC area, then go to Front Royal for Saturday, Sunday. It's perfect.
Yeah, we kind of got lucked out and had her a couple of years ago for the same reason. She was playing down at the Blue Ridge Music Center. And, you know, I have her email. So I just emailed her. I'm like, hey, Molly, would you come to our little town and play? She's like, sure thing. I'll just add an extra day. So it really is an advantage to be a touring musician that's planning the festival as well. And this year is no exception. It's one of the strongest next big thing lineups. We got the writer of Kenny Chesney's Last Number One, Knowing You. Then really? She went on this year. She wrote Cody Johnson's The Painter, which went number one. Both songs were number one. Both songs were voted American, one of the finalists for American Country Music Song of the Year. Her name is Kat Higgins.
Okay.
And she's the first artist signed to Kenny Chesney's new record label. And she's only...
So she wrote Knowing You, you said, the hit. Knowing You.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. She wrote Knowing You. Yeah. And then also The Painter by Cody Johnson, which is the current number one. And so Kat Higgins, she's only doing a few shows this year because she just finished a month in studio with Kenny, and they're just getting all that ready, you know, her whole debut. Wow. And she showed up in Seattle and on stage with Kenny and 35,000 people.
Wow. That is fantastic. And you still have her here. See, that's the thing. It's like right as these acts are like about to break and take off. In fact, they're already taking off, but they've already agreed to perform. So you got them locked in just in time.
Yeah. But, and the other band is Ashes and Arrows. We played with him at Merle Fest in April. Then we signed him to the fest, and then they're on America's Got Talent. They just went on to the semifinals. So since we booked them, they've become viral. Like their videos have millions of views. And so it is a really kind of a fun thing for us. We almost feel like stockbrokers or something, you know, buy low, sell high.
Buy low, sell high. That's genius. And I just want to tell everybody, just so if they're listening to this, so they can visualize which day is which. So Saturday is Ashes and Arrows, like you're talking about, and also, and then you all at 7:15, and then tell me about Top House at 9:15. My wife and I were just listening to them before we hopped on here. And I don't want to say, I hate to just compare everybody to different bands. It was like a little bit of a Mumford vibe, but they were cool. What would you say about Top House?
I definitely say it's the Mumford vibe, but it's like, it doesn't seem derivative the way they do it. They're a huge, like a Gen Z, I call them the Gen Z Whisperers.
Nice. Nice.
They're so amazing on the social media. Their music videos are just so well viewed. They've sold out 40 shows in a row.
Wow.
And Molly Tuttle just asked them to open for her at the Ryman.
So, really?
Yeah, and so their star is seriously on the rise. We had them last year. They were the top merchandise band last year.
So cool.
So we you know if you always look at the merch to say, how did this band do?
Right.
And they got off stage and then were spent the rest of the weekend just walking in the audience, playing cornhole with people, just meeting people, high-fiving people. You know, they're young and you could tell they just love people and they give it all. So they're closing out the show on Saturday night after nice. Scythian. And then Ashes and Arrows, of course, is going to be playing. And then on Sunday we got Cat Higgins, the number one hit songwriter.
Yeah. The one you mentioned. Yeah.
Shadowgrass, actually good friends with Billy Strings. Like Railroad Earth, Green Sky Bluegrass type. They're nice. Young. They're out of North Carolina. And this year, I say they're probably one of the hottest bluegrass bands on the circuit this year.
I love it.
And then after them,
Carbon Leaf too, right? Another name people have recognized around here.
Oh, Carbon Leaf. They, we're good buddies with those guys. We've been touring on the same circuit for about 15 years. And last year was the first year they ever made the festival. And it was so electric, the 1-2 punch, because Scythian and Carbon Leaf were buddies. But yeah. To have us go back-to-back on a stage, it was everybody said, this is the best 1-2 combo you've ever had at Appaloosa. So we brought him back for the Sunday, kind of an encore performance there. And then, you know, we brought in a band from Ireland, Jig Jam. It's hilarious because they're from Ireland, but the International Bluegrass Music Awards, the IBMAs, mm-hmm. nominated them this year for the Momentum Bluegrass Band of the Year, even though they're from Ireland.
Wow.
So a bunch of Irish dudes playing bluegrass music. They're one of the bands. We got the Gothic Sisters out of the Pacific Northwest. Low Water Bridge Band is actually a local band. And they opened for 49 Winchester just recently. And they just got this great old country sound to them. So we have country music, indie folk, a lot of new bands, like debut album bands. Actually, most of the lineup is people that you probably have never heard of.
But you will one day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, our alumni list is just, you know, we've had Penny and Sparrow. We've had, Mandolin Orange. Now I guess they're called Watch House. Steve Canyon Rangers. So the thing is, my brother and I, we put the whole thing on with our best friends. I moved to Front Royal when I was 6. And then when we started our band, we were a DC band. But it's just basically us and a bunch of friends. People jump in and sponsor. But everything is very curated. Kids 12 and under go for free. And we have a huge, you know, free face painting, bouncy houses, free music workshops, free kids shows. And that's kind of like on one end of the grounds. But then we have this craft beer garden. This year we have 6 private label Appaloosa drinks. We have
more, because my wife and I are we're going to come down to this and I will be partaking in these exact beers. So hit me with it.
Okay. So our local brewery, Vibrissa, just started winning gold and silver medals at beer festivals across the country.
Nice.
They're going to do 2 private labels. They're going to do a juicy IPA, which is called Dance All Night. That's one of our hit songs for Scythian. So it's called a Dance All Night IPA. And we thought it's very fitting for Appaloosa. And then and then we'll have an Appaloosa All Day Pilsner, which has this year's festival artwork on it. And then Old Town Cidery is out of Winchester. I got to go in there and actually brew the cider just the way I wanted it. Nice. And so it's dry with just a hint of sweetness. So it's not like a super duper dry cider, but it's on the drier side of sweet.
Okay.
And so it sold out completely last year. It was such a great, so we call it Appaloosa.
Ah, I see what you did there.
And then Rappahannock Cellars is a award-winning local winery, and this year they give us three private labels. We have a private label red, rosé, and white. And we got to have like our own artwork on there and everything. And so those are going to be available at the bars, but then we have non-alcoholic options as well. Of course, we have Guinness, because for the Irish people, and then non-alcoholic Guinness for Irish. And then there's a Blue Ridge Bucha. It's out of Harrisonburg, Virginia brewed organic kombucha.
All right.
So we, you know,
A
a lot of
variety,
people
no
are like,
matter
I
what your
love your
taste
festival,
bud.
but I gotta
Yeah.
drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta drive back to DC. I gotta start coasting at some point or something. And
Yeah.
then of course we have a lot of craft vendors, food trucks, a lot of DC food trucks actually coming out. The Peruvian Brothers out of one of our festival favorites. So we have a lot of
Right.
different types of food. We make sure that there are no duplicates, and then craft vendors, you can shop, you can of course we have the Appaloosa Mall, so we have all the festival merchandise, and then all the artists after their sets come out, so you can meet them and support them that way. It's funny, one of the MCs, I played a festival recently and I had no clue, but he said, if you buy a t-shirt or a vinyl from an artist, that is the equivalent of 5,000 streams on Spotify.
Really?
Yeah.
So everyone buy a shirt. You need to buy
Yeah.
a shirt.
Yeah. So it's kind of from top to bottom, it's been a community event. Our main stage, it's like an old Virginia barn that was cut in half. There was a local reclaimed lumber shop called Strong Oaks Wood Shop, and it burned to the ground.
Wow.
You could see the fire from space. It was all their lumber that they'd been the tearing down barns, and it all went up in smoke. And so
Oh no. When was this? When did that happen?
this was 6 years ago, and the owner was actually my first boss in college. We were good friends, and he says, if I don't do something positive, I will despair. So I want to build your main stage. And we're like, Mike, you don't even have any tools. So the local hardware store donated the tools. The coffee shop brought all the coffee. People were
Wow.
smoking brisket. And over a weekend, all the siding went up, and it's gorgeous. It's all reclaimed lumber. It's
Oh, cool.
probably 200-year-old wood. And it's one of the most impressive. We've played at Floyd Fest. It reminds me of Floyd Fest's main stage. It's one of the most beautiful stages I've ever seen.
Whoa. And is
So
this the main stage or the saloon stage?
this is the main
The
stage,
main stage. Okay.
and the production company is Showtime, which is like Kevin Hart, the comedians. They do all of his world,
Hey,
tours.
you want to know what?
What?
This is Showtime because my wife works for, she's their social media person for Showtime.
Get out of touch.
My wife is running the sound. Well, she won't be running the board, but her company will be running the sound. That's why we're going to head down.
Oh my gosh, that is crazy, because the owner,
They're
Sean,
based up in here in Frederick. Yeah.
yeah,
Sean Hockrell.
our band and Sean started the same year. So
Really?
his one of his early big gigs was Shamrock Fest.
Oh,
And
yeah. You
back when
mean
it was,
with Versus the Earth, you mean?
yeah,
Yeah,
it was in Arlington back then, and that's when Sean met us. It was really early on. And so Sean was like, hey, how come you never asked us to do your festival? We're like, Sean, you're like the biggest game in town. We can't afford you. He's like,
A fun aside, my wife just and Sean just played a gig together. Like Sean got a bunch of his Versus the Earth people. My wife got, because my wife's a singer. She got a bunch of, it was like a local super group, and they just played like a month or two ago. Yeah. So we
is
know
it
Sean really well. Sean is the
he has
drummer.
a neighborhood, right? He has like a neighborhood up there, like a, that has big concerts. Was it in
That's what
that
it
place?
was. Yeah, the Lake Linganore. Yeah, it was like a summer concert festival. Yeah, and my wife kicked some ass, man. It was awesome. But anyway, yeah, we'll be down there.
Wow. I definitely, let's meet up for sure.
Yeah.
I'll bring you backstage. I want you to meet some of the artists. And basically what my brother and I did is, for about a year, we took videos of all of our favorite festivals, and we kind of combined everything
Perfect.
to this one experience, to create like cool backstage. I mean, we're limited. We're still in the field. I mean, so we're bringing in our own internet, and having we, I never thought I'd be ordering porta potties and dealing with that, and permits. And so there's it's a year round thing for me. And there's a
So
few
much
people.
crap you don't even think about. The porta
Literally crap. Literally crap.
potties.
But I'm getting really good at it. I'm thinking I'm basically number one in a number two business when it comes
Nice.
to Porta John. So
Yeah. I love it. There, and that's gonna be the one pull quote from this interview. I'm just kidding.
dang it. I hate when that happens.
Awesome. Well, actually, yeah, tell me, by the way, I love hearing how you founded it with your brother and stuff, because that's really gonna, you know, I can really play that up on the radio. And so give me, tell me a little bit more backstory, because you live in Front Royal now, and but your band was in DC, obviously, where you're playing Fado and everything and winning best band of DC, all that stuff. But so where did you and your brother actually grow up? Where in the DMV?
We actually grew up in Front Royal.
Oh, you're from literally from Front Royal. Okay.
Literally, I moved here when I was six, and then we were living in Old Town Alexandria, and we needed gas money when we were in school. So we started street performing at the Torpedo Factory down there in
Oh,
Old
nice.
Town.
Yeah, right on the water. Yeah.
And then people were like, what's your band name? We didn't have any plan on being a band, but we started having like 100, 200 people showing up on Friday nights. And then we had an email list of like 500 people before we were even a band, because we were just street performing.
Yeah.
And then from there, we went on to become a pub band, and we could bring big crowds because we had all that street performing email list.
Yeah.
And then quickly, we got asked by Fado Irish Pub if we would be their house band every Thursday. And there was nothing going on in DC on Thursdays, so we became the it thing. So every Thursday, between 300 and like 600 people would show up to our show.
Wow.
And then we'd do the rest of the weekend. We'd go Baltimore or New York City or
Yeah.
DC. So we just did the Irish pub thing for 3 years, and then really got our chops down, and then hit the festival circuit, and kind of headlined the Irish festival circuit for a bunch of years. But then once we made it into Merlefest, which is Doc Watson's festival in North Carolina,
Oh, I love it.
kind of the world just opened up to us. And so we've done a lot of Americana bluegrass festivals.
You ever done Del Fest up in what is it, Cumberland or where is that?
Yeah, we've done Del Fest, Gray Fox, Wakarusa. We've got to rub elbows with a lot of these bands. I know I knew the Avets when there were three guys in a van.
Really?
Yeah,
Wow. They
yeah,
came on for an interview, gosh, a couple years ago now, but yeah, awesome. Super awesome guys.
yeah. They were incredible, and their energy was so electric. And then they had like they were basically with just three guys on a stage then. It was before they became massive. But we've been doing this long enough where we've seen, we can spot the it factor. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, because there's a lot of great bands, but you have to hit every single wicket. You
Right.
have to have the product. You have to have know somebody who knows somebody. You have to have a sound
Right.
which actually isn't out there.
Right.
Like, actually the founder of Del Fest was our manager for a while, and he pitched us to Sony Red, and they said these guys sound amazing, but we already have a Mumford and Sons. And I was like,
You're like, but we're different.
we don't sound anything like Mumford and Sons, but it was close enough. And that's how these, so, but the, you have to hit at the right time, and you have to know the right
Timing,
people. And so that was kind of the thing when we saw Billy Strings. He was just a kid with a guitar running around, but we were like, oh my gosh,
he's gonna be something.
he's going to be something. It's just a matter of time. Of course, Molly Tuttle, just, you have to hear her just play one note before you're like, wow, that.
We love her, man. She got it. That's why we're going to see Friday. She got my wife just went through a whole cancer thing, and we've turned the corner on it, thankfully. But man, we listen to her every day driving to Johns Hopkins. Like Molly Tuttle music is like our saving grace right now. We love that stuff. I love
Oh,
that. She's joined us on DOP too. Like, just in objectively great, but personally speaking too, she means a lot to us. So.
yeah, man, if you can somehow let her know that as a musician, that's the moment where you're like, wow,
Yeah.
okay, there's all the crappy travel and whatever that kind of makes up for it when you help someone through something that dire.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Molly.
I just got waved. My wife is saying, actually, I discovered Molly Tuttle because of Appaloosa Fest. So there,
No.
that should be the moment where you feel good that she made us feel good. You know, the trickle down
Oh my
effect.
gosh, that's awesome.
But
Yeah.
that's a, but you, what, when she was performing there, what did you see in Molly Tuttle at Appaloosa Fest? Any good stories about when she played there?
Well, yes. There's the backstage ones, and then there's the front stage ones. I mean, so at Appaloosa, she didn't show up with her band. She was 90 minutes by herself. So,
Wow.
because Golden Highway is like, one of the hottest bands out there.
Oh, yeah.
But her agent, for whatever reason, never relayed my emails to me. And the whole band was available when we reached out initially, and he just kind of forgot. So I emailed Molly. I was like, hey, Molly, can you play our festival? And she was like, oh, all my bandmates just booked a trip somewhere.
But she's like, I'll come by myself and play.
I come by myself, and I'm like,
Wow.
it's there are very few people that I would let get on a main stage by themselves for 90 minutes.
Wow.
And she
there
just,
she is standing around jamming.
I mean, she just mesmerized everybody. Yeah. 90 minutes alone with a guitar. Wow. And it was, you know, a sight to behold. And it's one of my great Appaloosa memories. Cause you're like, I knew she was going to win the Grammy after that. Cause her album was out. And the first time I listened to the album, I was like, this is going to win the Grammy.
Yeah.
So I knew she was just weeks away from winning her first Grammy.
And she won for Blue. Not only did she win for Bluegrass, like you're saying, she was nominated for Best New Artist, like overall. Like she was up against all, I don't remember who won that year. Was it Samara Joy or one of, you know what I mean? But it transcended. Like everybody knows Molly Tuttle now.
Yeah. And she was on the Hunger Games soundtrack with Billy Strings. So that's two Appaloosa alumni that were in the Hunger Games. I just found out that last year we had this interesting kid, Jake Cohn. He was 16 years old, and he's out of Stephen City, so he's like 15 minutes away from here. Plays Appaloosa. The next 2 weeks later, he's at the Ryman, or no, at the Grand Ole Opry. Gets a standing ovation. He gets signed to Atlantic Records, and now he's on the new Twisters movie soundtrack with Wyatt Flores.
Really? What's his name?
Jake Cohn. K-O-H-N.
Jake
Cohn. K-O-H-N. He's 17 years old now. He sounds like he's 50. Yeah. Like, it's an incredible voice.
You guys just discover, you literally discover everybody, and then you send them at like little, they're in the nest, and then the baby birds, you send them out to fly, and then everybody falls in love with them after they played your fest, basically.
I love it. And I also get they get to say, I got to see him, you know, 5 feet away.
Right.
Because we have a main stage, but then we have a saloon stage. And the saloon stage, we have 120-foot long bar area.
Mm-hmm.
The bar in the back half, but in the front half, we have this Showtime just brings in. We say, spare no expense, bring in the trusses, bring out the lights, bring out the smoke machines. So we have two stages that are like absolute laser beams, you know, just amazing, yeah. Amazing light show. Because we're performers, like we hate getting put on little dinky stages off to the side. So you have less stages, but we put more money into the stages to make an all around amazing experience for the listener. And for the artist as well. And then the last stage we have, we have a nonprofit that we started. It's Appaloosa Blue Ridge, Arts Foundation. It's called ABREF.
Oh, okay.
And they're the ones that kind of pay for all the free workshops throughout the weekend. So like Billy Strings played on our main stage, but he also gave an ABREF workshop. If you go to our website, appaloosafestival.com,
okay,
you can see all the old ABREF videos of, you know, there's Billy right there. Wow. And so I had never been to a live show growing up here in Front Royal until I was 15.
Wow. But they just didn't have many venues for it. There was just.
An artist didn't want to come here. There was not a lot of venues. Yeah. And I remember my first show was the Cranberries, actually, at the Nissan Pavilion.
Really?
Yeah.
Now Jiffy Lube Live, but I remember the Nissan days. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm gonna
tell
you about
many
it.
A Kenny Chesney concert there.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But you were Cranberries? All right.
Yeah. That was my first show. But I was like, wait. We have a really rich tradition in bluegrass here in the DC area. You know, I think Emmylou Harris is from DC. In the 70s, it was basically the hub. Yeah. That's kind of died away. And I was like, well, let's see if we can get the next generation exposed. You know, music is not just for radio or for rock stars that are unattainable, some unattainable thing.
Yeah.
We kind of want to break it down. So he says, no, you're actually part of the tradition. Yeah. So we're inviting you into this. And one of the cool stories this year is, we met a little girl, Ruth, when she was 5 years old at Merle Fest. And she asked if she could play a fiddle tune for me. And she was very good for a five-year-old. So we asked her to join us on the main stage at Merle Fest. And we said, Ruth, this time you got up with us, you did great. But next time you have to get up here on your own skill.
Yeah.
And she has a band this year. She's 19 years old. She just won top bluegrass fiddler in the States.
Really?
At Galax. Yeah. So she just beat out every major act, their fiddle player. She's beat them out. She's the number one fiddler in the US.
Wow.
And she has a band called Catfish in the Sky. She's at Berklee School of Music up in Boston now.
I love it.
And all these years later, you know, a little 5 year old played with us. And then now she's actually playing on our main stage here at Appaloosa.
Oh my gosh. Well, there you go. Come out and see her play. What is it? When is that? Is it this weekend you're saying?
Yeah, it's at Appaloosa. Yeah, it's called Catfish in the Sky.
Oh, Catfish in the Sky, 11 a.m. on the main stage on Saturday. Catfish
in the Sky. And then she's also doing a fiddle workshop on the workshop stage. So we'll have all the schedules when you show up. We'll be handing those out. We have a couple of DC bands. We have a band called Kentucky Avenue from Kentucky Avenue, DC. They do Americana. The 19th Street Band, their front man is from Donegal, an Irish guy. Yeah. So we have a couple of DC bands, and then Smoking the Poet. If you like Turnpike Troubadours, they have a Turnpike Troubadour type sound.
Just get out of here. My wife and I fell in love to the music of Turnpike Troubadours. None of us know who they were, but at the time. And then, we got engaged in Austin, and Red Dirt's big down there. And we drove to the Delaware State Fair like a month ago, and we saw Turnpike there. We love Turnpike Troubadours.
Oh, that's awesome. So I think
they're awesome.
I think you would like Smoking the Poet. Like, they kind of have the same vibe. They're a ton of fun. So we have them actually on the main stage, but also closing out the saloon stage one night.
That's
because you kind of want that that dirty bar experience.
Yeah, of course.
So it's really neat. It's somehow, we do festivals for a living, and somehow Appaloosa just has the perfect balance of
with
craft beer, reclaimed lumber, we have a beer garden, but then there's like 1,000 kids running around a day.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel kiddie. So I guess it kind of feels like Epcot Center, like where adults and kids all having the best time.
Right.
And somehow we've struck that balance. And I think it has to do a lot with the community and all of our volunteers. We have almost 300 volunteers. We're still looking for volunteers, actually. So if you want to go for free, a 1 4-hour shift gets you in.
Yeah.
And you get to meet all the other volunteers out there too. So it's kind of a real community effort to pull this off.
Oh, we can put the word out for that too. Well, it sounds awesome. I can't wait. It'll be our first time going, so we're excited. I guess before we go, sell us. You sold us on the festival itself, but sell us on Front Royal as a town. You're an ambassador. You grew up there, and like why it's the perfect place. Like, I guess last fall we went down, and one of the entrances to Skyline Drive is there, right? Like Shenandoah Park. That's how and we were driving through. We're like, this town is like so cool. But sell our DC listeners, like invite them on out. Why should they come out from DC, make the drive?
Front Royal, just 60 miles west of you, is basically nature's paradise. The Shenandoah River splits into two there. So it's a canoe capital of Virginia. Our festival, Appaloosa, is only 5 miles from the entrance of Skyline Drive. The stars here are stunning. They will take your breath away. You don't have that DC light pollution. And that was one of my fond memories growing up. I moved from Dallas, Texas to Front Royal, Virginia, and I could see the stars like never before in my life.
Now, you didn't bring any Cowboys gear with you, did you?
No. But
you might have gotten murdered.
Our town is, believe it or not, 50-50 Redskins and Cowboys.
Yeah. Almost like that. I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it. Everywhere is Cowboys. Yeah.
And 30% Steelers. So somewhere in there.
And 1% Commanders.
Exactly. Royal is the home of Spelunkers Burgers. It's literally, I've met many people that travel just from DC to have a Spelunkers Burger, the best burger you'll ever have. So it's on the way to the festival grounds there.
Nice.
There's probably 20 wineries right around Front Royal, which is a big thing. Luray Caverns is 30 minutes down the road, which is, actually one of the premier caverns in the United States.
Oh, yeah. You can go get your stalactite on and your stalagmite on. And
Yeah, man. Beautiful. Go underground, then above ground. Our festival is actually just around the corner from George Washington National Forest, which has incredible hikes with vistas on cliffs. It's one of the top single track mountain biking areas in the United States.
Nice.
And so there's so much nature all around, but Front Royal is only a 10 minute drive from the festival grounds. So there's plenty of amenities. Our main street is super quaint, a lot of cool shops and places to get like antiques or try meat. There's a meadery. There's a lot of new restaurants opening up on the main street there. And so there's plenty to do. I like to say there's something for everybody at Appaloosa. If you're a kid, kids get actually depressed after Appaloosa because they have so much fun. Yeah, we call it the Appaloosa.
Stay and live here forever.
Yeah, totally. But there's camping. We have car camping. All the RV camping is sold out, except we do have dry RV spots left if you're listening. The VIP, there's a VIP options. So if you want to get a VIP package, there's a free happy hour every day for 2 hours from 4 to 6, where everyone drinks for free and they get heavy hors d'oeuvres for free. And then all the artists drink in the VIP tent. So that's those are VIP options available. So and also that's 21 and up there. So there's really something for everybody. And if you're not happy at Appaloosa, maybe you should see a therapist. I don't know.
Yeah, there's something almost wrong impossible with you. You can't not have to be fun happy. In that, in that atmosphere.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so it's Labor Day weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday. Doors are at 10:30, I believe, and the music kicks up at 11 each day. And some of the highlights for, again, just to recap, on Saturday we have Ashes and Arrows. They are now in the semifinals of America's Got Talent. Awesome. Kind of country, heavy country rock out of Asheville, North Carolina. And they're going to be doing Saturday. And Top House, which is opening from Molly Tuttle at the Ryman here. They've sold out 40 shows in a row. They're going to be playing right after Scythian on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we got Shadowgrass, Cat Higgins, the number one hit writer of Kenny Chesney's Knowing You, and Cody Johnson's The Painter. She's going to be here from Nashville. And then Carbon Leaf and Scythian. So it's going to be power-packed both days. And our hashtag is where you find the next big thing. So a lot of these artists, if you don't know who they are, just come anyway. Most likely one or two of these. Every year we've had one or two artists go on to either win a Grammy or to make it into a movie soundtrack. And you can say you saw them win.
Absolutely. The next, come find the next big thing at Appaloosa Fest. Final seconds, you mentioned you might see him in a movie. Didn't you all, way back when, enter into an M. Night Shyamalan film? I think it's one of his, up in his, like, you know, better crop of movies there in the beginning. Yeah, Sixth Sense, Unbreakable, Signs. I put The Village up there, baby.
Yeah, man. I was in The Village, baby. I was, we thought, we were actually originally cast to be the band. And then the last minute, he said, you know what, I want to have a piano. It's more freaky. But you can stay on as extras. So I was one of the dancers in one of the wedding scenes. I actually had to teach Sigourney Weaver her dance part.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So I spent a month on set. And after that, I got to meet M. Night. And we get a phone call from Real World asking if we'd be one of the party bands for their Real World Philadelphia party, you know.
Nice.
So we start getting this weird, like, yeah, like phone calls or like what's going on here? But actually being in The Village was one of the cooler experiences in my life. And we made a lot of friends and connections that actually helped start the band out. It was very early on in our careers.
Wow. You should, I don't know if you stay in touch with M. Night, but you should get back in one of his newer movies, man. I'll try to work some angles and get you in one of his movies.
All right, man, connect me. He has our first CD. I handed it to him personally.
Yeah. 20 years. I got 20th anniversary of The Village, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks so much. I could riff with you all day, but we'll let you bounce.
Perfect. Well, listen, let's hang backstage. It would be great to meet you and your wife. Awesome. Great time. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate
you too.
It.